Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus, our Paschal Lamb, the Lamb whose blood rescues from the angel of death. The marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, the throne of the Lamb. It's all familiar, comfortable language to us as Lutherans. Try this one out. Behold the goat of God who takes away the sins of the world. It just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? It doesn't exactly roll off of your lips. You don't hear John the Baptist proclaiming, "Behold the goat of God." However, that's exactly who Jesus is. He is the goat of God who takes away the sins of the world. But even more so than that, he is the two goats of God. He is the two goats of Yom Kippur, the two goats of the Day of Atonement. That's what Isaiah tells us. In our text, you see, most people, most Bible believing Christians, when you ask them to make identification of the suffering servant in Isaiah 53, they are quick to point out that this is Jesus. But you know, Isaiah really focuses more on the who, not so much on the who, rather, but on the what of this suffering servant. What is this suffering servant? It really is the bigger question. The suffering servant is the two goats. How can unholy, sinful man stand in the presence of holy God? That turns out to be a terrifying question. As Nadab and Abihu are consumed by holy fire from the altar. And yet that is what God desires. That is the wish of God, that he live and dwell with his people, that he sit on his earthly throne in both tabernacle and temple in the Holy of Holies. It is his desire to dwell in the middle of the camp of the people. But how can that happen? How can that be? How can anyone stand in the presence of the Holy One? And the people are terrified, rightly and justly so. They are terrified, and yet God, this is his desire, and so he establishes a way in which this can take place. He institutes the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. On that day, the high priest, he takes the blood of a goat behind the curtain into the Holy of Holies, and he pours out the blood of the goat onto the mercy seat. And thus, the sins of the people are atoned for, the sins are washed away. And now, the people of God, having their sins cleansed and washed away, they may dwell in the presence of God, without fear. But there's another goat. We have the sacrifice goat, its blood poured out. But there's also the sin bearer. Isaiah tells us about this sin bearer. But notice God's instructions to Moses to tell the high priest. Tell the high priest to put his hands on the head of the goat and transfer all the sins of the entire camp upon this goat, and then lead him out, take him out into the wilderness, back to Azazel, back to Satan, the father of sin. That goat bears the sins of all the people. You have the sacrifice goat. Blood poured out, the sins washed away, and then the sin bearer who carries the sins of the camp of all the people back to Satan, two goats. And that's the who and the what of the suffering servant of Isaiah. The suffering servant is the two goats. And the suffering servant is Jesus. Jesus is both sacrifice and sin bearer. This is what Isaiah tells us. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Jesus is the sin bearer, for he who knew no sin became sin, taking our sins, the sins of the world, upon himself. In his baptism, Jesus gathers the sins of all the world upon himself, and he takes them immediately out into the wilderness, back to Satan, to do battle with the evil Azazel. But that's only the beginning. For the sin bearer, Jesus Christ, takes our sins throughout his earthly journey, carrying that burden all the way to a tree. And there on the cross at Calvary, he is lifted up. And what do you see? When you look upon that tree, what do you see? You should see your sins. For he who knew no sin became sin. We look upon the tree, we see the one who became sin, bore all of our sins, hanging there, stripped naked, all of your sin, my sin, our shame uncovered. We see our sin, and we see our sin bearer. And we also see another goat. We see the sacrificed goat, the blood flowing down. We see the one who has been stricken and smitten by God, afflicted for us, his holy blood shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised. We esteemed him not. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And by his stripes, we are healed. We see two goats. We see the suffering servant. Isaiah shows us Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of the atonement because, my friends, Jesus is the atonement. And as we look up upon that tree, we see two goats fulfilled by one Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And as Jesus Christ hangs there on the tree, bearing our sins, washing away, cleansing, as he hangs there and he hangs his head in death, an amazing thing happens. The sky grows dark. The earth starts to shake, rocks are split, and the curtain to the Holy of Holies, that barrier to the Holy of Holies, is torn in two from top to bottom. The holy place is revealed. And Jesus, the sin bearer and the sacrifice, has now gone through the curtain to pour out his blood in that holy place. And indeed, my friends, it is finished. And we are atoned for. In Jesus' name, amen.